This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Nerds. Making financial decisions shouldn't feel like picking a TV show. Too many options, too much hype, and no way to know what's actually good. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast cuts through the clutter. Their finance journalists break through real-world money decisions with clear, research-backed insights. From investing to home buying to credit cards, the nerds help you navigate major financial decisions with confidence. Leave TV to fate. Leave your next financial move to the nerds. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
The Rise Guys Morning Show.
The Rise Guys. The Rise Guys.
When news matters, it matters where you get your news. It's Rise Guys Headlines.
Good morning, everyone.
Oh, God.
Bang, bang.
That sounded weird. We begin with this. You know, you can watch a screening of The Shining, or Shining, at the Overlook Hotel. Sounds exciting, right? Because this whole movie is turning 45 years old.
Do you stay there, too?
Yeah.
Jeez, no way.
Why not?
That'd be a little creepy.
That's the scariest movie ever to be made.
Okay,
in my opinion.
This is going to be at the Real Overlook Hotel, and you have to travel to Mount Hood in Oregon. And so,
Fatboy, you ever went to Mount Hood?
I couldn't find it. So, you know, I've been looking.
So here,
hopefully, one day.
Here's the deal: the hotel.
Is that what a hood ornament is? Go ahead.
The hotel that you see is in the movie is the Timberline Lodge.
It's in Washington State, right?
It was only used for the exterior shot of the movie.
So
however, the interior was filmed at a studio in England.
Ah.
Did you not know that?
I didn't. The same thing with, like, wasn't Willy Wonka filmed in, like, Bavaria or somewhere? Bavaria? How do you say it?
Which one? The newest one?
Oh, the old one.
Gene Wilder.
Like, yeah,
it was,
could be.
Wasn't it like everyone there had a British accent except for Charlie and his grandpa? Everybody else, and Gene Wilder, of course. Everybody else was talking like this, and then you see the background. It's like, look like Nazi Germany. Forgive my French.
You want a piece of chocolate, mate?
Hello, hey. There. Oh, she's turning blue, is she, mate?
So mainly this whole thing is for the screening. So the screening is until October 5th, and the tickets are $75 per person.
That's
includes
I figured way more than that.
Access to the lodge for the day, photo ops, horror merch giveaways.
They'll let you. I love when they put in. Get your. I hope I'm not offending any of our partners, but it's fun when you hear your VIP ticket includes 30-minute early entry to the merch tent.
Oh.
We're going to let you come in early to buy more from us, guys. You paid extra for that. Okay. Congratulations.
We're going to get you. You get first chance at sizes?
Get first dibs. Are you a heavy set person? Guaranteed 4Xs. Get you a VIP ticket.
An even better screening, you can see the screening of Halloween Kills at the Haddonfield Memorial Hospital in Wilmington, North Carolina. And that happens in April. And the screening of Scream at Woodsboro High School in Sonoma, California in October.
That's pretty
cool.
Can
I go stand on the corner of where you filmed the scene, She Drives at Night?
Anytime you want.
He drives at night.
Well, actually,
he drove at night. Him or you?
What were you going to say?
Well, that
she
corner,
just dissed me.
She don't want to give away the movie. You got to watch it on Tubi.
Oh, that's true.
The
Maybe
corner,
it didn't happen on a street corner.
That she stood on is actually very busy now.
Oh, is it?
Yeah. There's a parking issue out there. Now, if you want to go out there and grab a cheesesteak and a donut, you know, feel free.
Is that the place where they say that lady sits and tries to sell flowers all day and nobody has the heart to tell her to stop that?
I don't think so.
Oh.
I haven't heard that. Okay. Can we go hang off the Lost Boys Bridge and watch the movie?
Sure.
Oh, my God.
Oh, and Santa Cruz.
Speaking of swag and merch, have you seen what Trump's into now?
Guns?
Well, he's got the watches, and I thought that was kind of funny. I'm like, this ain't real. But yeah, there's real Trump watches. Now there's Trump fragrances, perfumes, and colognes. It's like, really? Is this real? Like, yeah, it's real. He's on the spot.
I can't believe that you took the fact that he was doing Bibles. It's not even going to Google that this is real. But is this? He's doing watches now and perfumes.
Yeah.
So he had a college. He had steaks.
What's the notes and the fragrance? Do you know what it smells like?
I don't know.
It's a big D note on there.
I've seen some of the watches, and they're real expensive. But they got his face on it, like he's looking out, looking at you, look at the time.
Oh boy.
You got to look it up. They're real odd looking. Some of them. Like, the kid's kind of gaudy. The fragrances. I haven't seen the bottles.
Have you seen the Trump guns, though? Like, for real?
No, I didn't see. I didn't know that was a real thing.
Are they handguns or shotguns?
I've seen the handgun. I've not seen the shotgun. But I can I can show you what it looks like. Have you seen it? It's honest to God, 45. Like, here's a picture of it, Paige. Oh, my phone. You can tell I was watching porn yesterday because my portrait mode is, or whatever, turns the thing.
Not because you can't see through the screen.
Oh, screw it. So you see it. Turn your head sideways.
That kind of
looks
like a Glock.
Look at it. What's 45? Because he was 45.
I hate when you show me a video, it don't start on time or it scrolls to something else.
You know what? I'm going to show you videos now.
Stop.
Look, it's called Fight, Fight, Fight. I remember that now. It's him on the bottle with his fist up. I'm like, how do you have time
to smell like crowds, or what does it smell like?
Like, you're about to run the country again. How do you have time to do merch? Like, I just wonder who.
Oh, he's not doing it.
Like, who? He's on the spots. Like, he's
but he's not. Like, he's just saying, yeah, it smells good. Put my face on it. Sure. And here's the thing: for those that want to say, "Oh, he's a," you know, who's the first president to make it law that they're no longer public domain? Prior to Barry Obama, all presidents were public domain, so you could make your shirts. They were into the ether. They're everyone, so you could make all the stuff.
Yep.
Obama, which I agreed with, I was like, you know, that's a good point. You're a president. You only make it $400,000 a year. Wink, wink, nudge, nudge.
Only.
Why are they going to take your likeness from you, too? You're not a Disney character. So, and then Trump's like, all right, steaks, university, Bibles, sneakers,
you know,
guns. I think it's brilliant.
You joke about the salary. They mentioned that with Jimmy Carter yesterday when he was lying in state. They were like, you know, he left the White House broke. He had to write all those books just to, because the peanut farm didn't work out. It failed. So he had to have money somewhere, and that's where, you know, that's why he wrote all those books.
Yeah.
He doesn't get a pension every year?
I don't know. See, I don't know when that.
He wasn't good with money. I mean, let's face it. He sold the canal for a dollar.
Look, you see Trump's the topper on the perfume bottle. Just like him standing there. Oh, it's wild.
It's like a bobblehead?
No, it's just like him standing straight up, and like you have to peel him off of the bottle to, unless you squeeze his head
from?
To spray it.
That's interesting.
Sprays from
what
the crotch.
What does Melania do? Does she have like underwear? I mean, like Skims or whatever.
I think she just sits back and is like, oh my God, Donald's selling something else again. Oh no.
I have charcuterie board that I come out in fall with, yes?
I do. Like,
I've got a grill. We're kicking Foreman out. It's a Trump grill.
You know, they offered it to me first.
It's just the teeth.
I turned it down.
It's not the grill that you can't cook. It's teeth.
Good God.
We're coming out with dookie ropes by winter. Ooh. Trump dookie ropes.
Nice.
Made in America.
You can buy them on Malden Road right now. Go to Malden Road, buy a dookie rope, get a couple.
Will we change New Mexico to New America as a state name?
That's a good question. Or why don't you just annex that to Mexico, and it can just jut up a little bit?
Well, they'll go back and see they still kind of own part of Texas.
New Mexico is nice.
Well, before you give it to them, build the wall around New Mexico because it's a nice even border all the way around.
That's what the maps of the future are going to say, like other side of the wall.
Really,
and
no,
everything above is America. Trump lands Greenland. You seen that meme? That's brilliant. I loved it. Actually, it was shared in our group. Mo White sent that, remember?
Yeah, I just don't know how they seriously think on the news that Trump can actually just go in and buy like all these countries. They actually questioned it. Like, could he buy it?
People in 1976 said the same thing about those skyscrapers he bought. I'm a man that makes things happen. Swamps are draining right now.
The French ripped us off in Louisiana.
It was a stupid purchase. I wouldn't have made that purchase.
Go in and bought it.
Well, I've got more about movie news, but this time about an accessory that you can bring. theater chain is doing a $5 bring your own popcorn bucket promotion.
What is theater tape?
I thought she said
a theater tape. Chain.
Oh, I'm sorry. I'm deaf as hell.
It's all right.
Not making fun of others, just myself.
I don't know, who knows? So Cinemark Theaters, they're letting you bring a bucket in on January 19th.
I'll let you bring a bucket in if you flush. But you got to swear to God you will.
It's got to be a tiny bucket, though.
It's got to be a little bucket.
So those novelty buckets.
I don't want one of those Home Depot buckets coming in here.
Really
big
popular.
Orange. Remember, big orange.
Remember the Dune one?
Oh, yeah,
that
the Dune.
That was kind of sexy.
It looked pretty rough.
Yeah.
And there's also a casket offered for Nosferatu for the screening for that one.
Yeah, he was a Dracula. Mm-hmm.
I didn't know they had made a sequel already. I didn't see Nosferatu 1. Damn.
Not, did you?
You watch the Nosferatu?
Whitney Cummings, you can have that one. Take
it. I better go. But there's a catch, because your bucket can't be more than 400 ounces, so you can't bring like a super huge bucket for $5.
Popcorn doesn't weigh anything.
And it doesn't cost them anything to make it or like keep it.
No. So that's about 3 gallons. That's a lot of popcorn there, buddy.
Like, you got to pop it. You know, some chains only pop it a couple times a week anyway.
And they're not making anything off you buying the movie ticket. Like, that's their...
No.
It's the craziest way to think about doing retail, but it obviously still works.
So it's all merch, man. That's what all the concessions. Like, all
man,
you goobers.
It costs $26 to get in. Well, come get you some goobers. It's $50.
You want to support your local theater, get a mouthful of goobers. Everybody loves a mouthful of goobers.
The guy in Easley's eating butts.
Chocolate-covered peanuts.
Cigarette butts, nonetheless.
They're
but still,
very
good. He's eating butts.
There's nothing better than watching Titanic with a mouthful of goobers. Remember?
Nothing
Can
better.
You watch Titanic at the... what's this? God, I screwed up my joke. Never mind. What's the water hotel park up in North Carolina?
Dang it. With Spice hot, Country.
Spice, yeah.
There Is we that go. It?
Okay.
Maybe not.
No.
That's part of Dollywood, I think, Spice Country.
Oh. We love the goobers. The small ones, the big chocolate ones, we love them.
Mm. Shout out to you, Gomer. Don't get mad. Cooter, love your garage up in the burg.
You know, nobody would eat Gomers. That sounds stupid. Who would
want to eat a Gomer? Shut up, Pyle.
But like, goobers is perfect.
Do you like Girl Scout cookies? Because there are two beloved cookies that are going to be run for their final run now.
Oh, God, Paige. How did the Boy Scout? How did the Cub Scout become a Boy Scout?
S'mores and Toshiers will not be returning after this year, so better hurry up and cook, get them.
What is Toshiers?
Toshiers.
Again?
Yeah, I don't know. I like Caramel Delight and shortbread.
I like the mint.
The mints are coming back.
Printing more money than ever in our mint.
We love the nifties.
The Samoas, a.k.a. Caramel Delights, are coming back.
They still call them the Samoans?
Oh, we'll have to change that.
They call them the Bloodline cookies now.
And then peanut butter patties are good.
The Oolalays and many others.
I forgot the name of the thing. What's the name of the pepper necklace? We love the pepper necklace.
Speaking of that, hey, Dwayne Johnson, I love the Polynesian sauce at Chick-fil-A. Horsey sauce, too.
Horsey.
Come here, horsey. I want some of your sauce.
I can smell it now.
Don't you emissions?
All right. Well, I'm Paige, and those are your Eyes Guys headlines.
Oh, Paige. I feel informed.
We've got Trump sauce. It's orange like buffalo. Tastes a lot sweeter.
Tell all your friends.
It's our special sauce. We can't tell you. By God, you're going to tell me what it is, or I ain't going to try it. It's our special sauce, secret ingredients. Well,
better than Chezwan.
That's like your unspoken prayer request. I'm not doing it. Do you tell me what it is?
Yeah. We're actually going to change the last name of Chezwan sauce. We're not going to call it that.
Is it Chezwan? I was calling it Shaywan. All right.
Oh, my God.
We're going to take a break right now. Maybe it's our last one. Who knows? We'll see what management says. We're going to come back and say many, many things.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Nerds.
Making financial decisions shouldn't feel like picking a TV show. Too many options, too much hype, and no way to know what's actually good. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast cuts through the clutter. Their finance journalists break through real-world money decisions with clear, research-backed insights. From investing to home buying to credit cards, the nerds help you navigate major financial decisions with confidence. Leave TV to fate. Leave your next financial move to the nerds. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Hey everyone, summer is just around the corner and May's packed with reasons to celebrate. Whether you're firing up the grill for a backyard barbecue, soaking up the sun by the pool, or enjoying a long weekend with friends and family, Whole Foods Market makes it easy to kick off the season with great everyday prices on high quality favorites, from fresh produce to grilling essentials. Let's dive into the savings and get your summer fun started right. Personally, I love how easy Whole Foods Market makes it to pull together a last-minute gathering. I was there recently picking up a few things for a cookout, and those yellow low-price signs are no joke. I grabbed their No Antibiotics Ever Ground Turkey and a few 365 by Whole Foods Market Organic Salad Kits. Honestly, so convenient and surprisingly affordable. The quality is still everything you'd expect, but I definitely felt like I was scoring a deal, which I love. Plus those yellow sale signs, I make a beeline for them now. Especially when I saw strawberries on sale, we went through two cartons in one day. Save on May celebrations with great everyday prices at Whole Foods Market.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America, for America.
Including in about 20 minutes, happy birthday.
Suck it.
Good morning, everybody.
Hey, P1s. Talk now at 800-774-0093. This is
The Rise Guys Morning Show.
The Rise Guys.
And now, a Rise Guys re-premiere.
You pig fat boys. I mean, they're all anonymous, so you've talked to these people. I have no clue which anonymous is maybe better than the other.
Let's go to this one. This could be real interesting.
I think.
Various Anonymous. Good morning.
Good morning.
How are you, sir?
I'm doing good. I'm doing good right now. How are you guys doing? I love listening to you, by the way.
Oh, thank you. Appreciate that. Thank you, sir. Yeah.
Thank you for having me on.
Yeah, you're welcome. It's you're the first one of the day. I guess just pour out what's going on with you, and then we'll try to give you that advice.
Okay, so let me just start this out by saying I love my wife.
There we go. Do you have the T-shirt and bumper sticker to prove it?
You better.
I need it. I have it on the calendar. It's all that. Yeah. I'm just going to say during COVID, she spun a little downhill. She went down the conspiracy train on a lot of things. And most recently at our Christmas party, my company Christmas party, she occupied a table with a couple of her conspiracy theories. And it got to the point where it was...
Everyone in the room is looking a hole through me right now. Because I'm known for that slightly.
Yeah. Yeah, it's, you know, I mean, I respect it, but, you know, she was worried about COVID, and then she thought COVID was something that was created by the media, and then it was something that was created by the Gates Foundation, and then CV-19 ended up being fake, and it was progressively worse, and then she moved on to telling everybody about the moon landing was fake, and she brought up question that the moon even exists, because that's another conspiracy that she thinks it's a projection of some kind, and... some people very, you know, in a very southern respectful way were nodding and smiling and agreeing, but they weren't really agreeing. And it was really embarrassing, the point where, you know, we eventually just had to leave, because she'll talk about how 9/11 was an inside job, the FBI killed JFK, Michelle Obama was born as a man. Wow. I mean, famous Hollywood stars are pedophiles, the world is flat. I mean, and don't even get me started about Prince Charles being a vampire or UFOs. God. So it's
covered the gamut.
Yeah. God. Yeah, and that's just the tip of the iceberg, which she doesn't even think the Titanic actually sank. So,
oh, no.
I don't know exactly what to do or how to handle it, but she's spending a great deal of her free time going down this road, and I'm almost concerned, and I'm talking because she's in the other room sleeping right now. But I'm kind of concerned that it's becoming a mental illness of some kind.
Not to mention at your work party, which is kind of putting a target on you at work.
Yeah, exactly. I have apologized. I've even gone so far as to write an apology email to my boss.
Oh, wow.
Which he thankfully accepted and patted me on the back and said he's been there, but I don't know that he has. You know, I'm kind of concerned for her mental health, but also it's just...
Let me ask you this. Any particular thing that she's brought up, have any of those resonated with you? Or were you like, look, because I'll tell you, a couple of those that you mentioned, I somewhat agree. I don't know to the extent that she thinks, but there's some validity to a couple things you did say there.
Well, I mean, the thing that I'll admit to is, you know, I mean, COVID conveniently started next to the COVID Wuhan lab clinic. Yeah. I mean, like somebody got that illness, walked into the meat market and the whole thing started. And, you know, science was very good at giving us the cure that science created the problem for. So, yeah, I mean, I got that kind of idea, but I mean, I don't think that because of the super collider in France or Switzerland has sucked the earth into a black hole, and we're currently in a black hole.
Oh, yeah, she thinks
like
so.
I
think the problem is that there is, I don't even want to say the name of the documentary, but there's a very infamous documentary that when I watched it, it was not a conspiratorial documentary. It was more of a real history kind of documentary about the last 75 years, I guess, of America. And it's jaw-dropping, and it's real. And when you watch that, it kind of makes you look at everything else through a different set of lenses.
Everything.
Okay.
I'm talking about like the military-industrial complex that exists.
Sure.
And that it really opens your eyes to a lot. So you're like, but I was told this in school, and I was graded on this, and this is...
The leaders of...
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Nerds. Making financial decisions shouldn't feel like picking a TV show. Too many options, too much hype, and no way to know what's actually good. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast cuts through the clutter. Their finance journalists break through real-world money decisions with clear, research-backed insights. From investing to home buying to credit cards, the nerds help you navigate major financial decisions with confidence. Leave TV to fate. Leave your next financial move to the nerds. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Hey everyone, summer is just around the corner and May's packed with reasons to celebrate. Whether you're firing up the grill for a backyard barbecue, soaking up the sun by the pool, or enjoying a long weekend with friends and family, Whole Foods Market makes it easy to kick off the season with great everyday prices on high quality favorites, from fresh produce to grilling essentials. Let's dive into the savings and get your summer fun started right. Personally, I love how easy Whole Foods Market makes it to pull together a last-minute gathering. I was there recently picking up a few things for a cookout, and those yellow low-price signs are no joke. I grabbed their No Antibiotics Ever Ground Turkey and a few 365 by Whole Foods Market Organic Salad Kits. Honestly, so convenient and surprisingly affordable. The quality is still everything you'd expect, but I definitely felt like I was scoring a deal, which I love. Plus those yellow sale signs, I make a beeline for them now. Especially when I saw strawberries on sale, we went through two cartons in one day. Save on May celebrations with great everyday prices at Whole Foods Market.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America for America.
The P1 Revolution. The Rise Guys. RiseGuys.com. Rise Guys.
Break it down. Live from CallRob.com studios here in Greenville, South Carolina. What? South Carolina?
Hey.
Let's say happy birthday or suck it.
Start with this.
Which one is it? Sid Green. Terry Pendleton.
He was a one-time Clemson commit for football, but he decided to get drafted. His nicknames.
Chris Benson.
No.
No, wait a minute. No, he was a Rocky.
He actually played at Clemson.
Spencer Chris, Strider?
Chris Benson.
Well, yeah, I know that, but I mean, he was.
I said he was an original football commit, but he decided to get drafted.
Oh.
His nickname is Frenchie. Oh, Dave Widow's going to get you next time he sees you. Because I know he knows it.
Frenchie. Give me the initials.
JF. Right field, I believe. What kind of utility guy? He played all over.
Julio Franco?
Jeff Francoeur.
God dang.
Oh, Frenchie. Man.
God. Yeah, Dave, you deserve it. You get punched me in the, like, right in the chest.
He played for a few teams after that. He got traded, I believe. Georgia high school product.
There's a time when, like, all the Braves, old Braves, or older Braves players would, like, go up north. Like, Hank Aaron retired in Milwaukee as a Brewer. Not a Brave, but a Brewer.
Freaking Glavin was a Met.
And then Glavin is a Met. Freaking Dave Justice didn't exist once he put on those pinstripes, in my mind.
Then for call, he went west.
And what he did with Halle Berry.
He went to the Dodgers. And yeah, Dave Justice will only claim his Yankees World Series.
Yeah, screw him. We don't claim him either, so how about that? That's called Southern Justice.
Called Jeffrey.
Oh, Francoeur. 51.
50. Oh. You were closer. Jeff Francoeur's 41 today.
No way.
Yeah. Oh, wow. Came out young. He was going to go play at Clemson, and he's like, I'm going to go in the draft instead.
You know, I never knew that, but also I didn't know up until a couple years ago that Hayden Hurst, who played football for Gamecocks, was at one time a member of the USA Olympic baseball team.
I did not know that.
Yeah, it's wild, man. He picked up. He's like Kyle Parker. He's like, you know what? I'm going with the baseball.
I also heard a rumor. Somebody's got to tell me if it's true or not. That Sidney Rice wanted to go to Clemson, but they didn't recruit him.
I've heard that.
Come on.
Yeah, I've heard that.
I should have kept that going for – well, this world leader has got a birthday today. He may run the north side of the axis of evil. He may be P1 Looper's a mortal enemy. They might have rubbed elbows together because they're similar in age.
Suck it.
Kim Jong-un.
Can suck it.
His sister kills people on his order, but, you know, she carries it out.
She does seem to be
She's a poisoner.
There's this video. Seeing it on Instagram where he's standing there like in like robot mode, like Un is, and he's like just frozen. And she comes up and gives him a tap on the elbow, and then he turns and shakes somebody's hand. You don't do that to a dictator.
No.
Wow.
He loves Trump, too.
What's her name? Is it?
Who don't know.
Oh, okay. Probably Oksana or something cool like that.
Well, he's 43 years old today. For those of you who love North Korea.
Yeah.
Now, usually I don't.
Okay. Oh, okay.
It's R. Kelly's birthday. I don't know if you want to guess or want to hear some.
Abstained.
Submission. Wasn't he canceled too for something?
He was.
What?
And there was some, he was videoed having sex with
another
girl.
Did she just say,
girl.
Wasn't he canceled for something?
I can't remember exactly.
What happened with Bill Cosby? Something with him too, I forget.
It's just odd that these girls say,
right now.
Tell their parents, hey, I'm going to R. Kelly's house. And they're like, okay.
Yeah, sure you are.
Have fun.
I was going to say, I thought he, I'm not going to throw that out.
Then they saw the video and they're like, oh, you really did go to R. Kelly's house, didn't you?
Okay. Yeah.
Well, he's 58 years old. Can't read. Which is, he was a great, you know, songwriter and singer, but he couldn't read. How does that work?
Same thing with, was the girl? She was on America. Fantasia.
Yeah, she couldn't
she
read
could read music, but not words. I'm like, your priorities are wrong.
Let's go to this gentleman right here. He's got a birthday today.
He's like, welcome to McDonald's. Can we take your order? I'd like an Egg McMuffin. I have to sing because I can't read words.
If he was down here, it'd be a McMuffin.
Yeah, of course.
He might be the only one left.
Ray Manzarek.
Robbie?
No, Ray's passed away.
Ray's dead. Morrison's gone.
Morrison. Paige is right.
Oh, for real?
Freddie's brother.
Krieger.
Freddie Krieger.
God, he's glad he went to Freddie, right?
It was John Krieger Mellencamp, wasn't it?
It really was.
Sticking on chili dogs.
Robert Krieger.
Wow.
Robert. Total guess, 81.
He wrote this song.
I do that for Powdersville, 78.
Ooh, Paige is close.
79.
He is 79 years old today. I'm telling you, man. Musicians, she probably grew up touching herself, listening
to. Did you read, like, those magazines? Like the Tiger Beat? Or, no,
I think it's Meat.
Hit Parader and all those?
Rolling Stone.
Yeah, oh, well, that's too avant-garde. I mean, you know. Like, the ones, like... My sister read the one that had like New Kids on the Block and all that crap in it, but then there was like the rock version for like teen girls.
Those are like girls.
It wasn't Hit Parader. It was like.
Yeah, Tiger Beat, and then you had Teen Pop was one.
There's one called Circus Magazine, but it was about metal.
There's one called Oi.
That was tabloidy.
And there was one called Big Ass.
Yeah.
I don't think I read those.
Oh, yeah, those were.
Blank Parader. That was a good one.
Those are the ones like, hey. Tell your buddy to go tear a hole in the bag, and then we'll go look at it after he tears it.
Yeah, and I can tell you as a former distributor of those, the three magazines for what was then $9, which are now like $40, the middle magazine sucked.
Tiger Beat.
That's why they wouldn't show you the cover. What if you'd open it up? It's like big jugs on each end, but the middle is like dudes with long ones.
All right.
You're like, I want my money back, Shatheed. Damn this.
Well, you should have put that one at the front. You would have sold a whole rack.
Yeah.
Bob Eubanks has a birthday today.
Ah.
I thought he was passed.
He'll die making whoopee.
He's been on this show a few times.
Yes, he has. And he said that. It's like, will you say the making whoopee thing? Well, of course I will.
Making whoopee.
Still got his picture on the
still
wall.
Like animals?
In the office?
Yep.
Yeah. He just loves animals, Paige. The band and the species.
The newlywed game host.
Making whoopee. He's got to be all of like 90.
92.
Even 90.
Oh,
sorry.
He's not in the 90s yet. Bob Eubanks is only 87 damn years old.
Damn it. Damn it.
Happy heavenly birthday, this gentleman.
We miss you, maybe.
I found out first about this guy because I had a baseball glove with his name across the palm.
Billy Ripken?
Nope. I have the bat. Talk about the glove. Former Atlanta Brave, Bruce Sutter.
Oh, man. Hell of a beard.
Yep. He would have been 72 years old today.
More remembered as a Cardinal. But he was a
Brave.
That's
the thing. If you look, he's in the Hall of Fame, but if you look it up, he only had like a few years here or there with each team.
Bushy beard?
Not like Glenn Hubbard, but it was nice.
No, no. Oh, yeah. He went center with a snake around his neck.
He died in 2022 of cancer. He was still living in Georgia, too.
Huh.
Also, David Bowie would have been 78 years old today. Never got canceled for his China Girl video. Should have, but didn't. Different time. That's cool. Man, baby, it's been my birthday.
I remember
today,
the
baby.
Video. Was it the lyrics bad or the video was bad?
Well, the video is where he did the...
Oh, wow. Well.
Don't forget about me. It's my birthday today, baby.
Oh, no.
Yeah.
Oh, man. I used to... Oh, yeah. Okay. Duh.
Elvis
okay.
Aaron Presley.
Look at that, Mom. You win this year. Guess I forgot that it was... Usually, I'd say, oh, it's Elvis's birthday. I forgot my mom's yesterday, but I remember this year.
Guess how old Elvis would be today?
75.
No.
You'll ask yourself when I tell you.
90.
Yeah, 90.
Really?
90 years old, Elvis. Yeah. He probably would have made it, too. Oh, you're damn right I would have made
it. Yeah, 35, so, yeah, that's right. God, it's 2025. Ah! It's not like Blind Josh laughing right now.
I went back and watched the Lemmy documentary on YouTube.
Blind Look.
He talked about how, like, influential Elvis was on him.
Yeah.
He's like, remembering seeing Elvis for the first time, like, oh, my God. It's rock and roll.
Did he do the lip?
Probably. He could do it. I think Lemmy always had the lip. Look it up there, get it.
I like
that. Was it a hair lip or was it just a way?
Yeah, why did Elvis do it? That's a good question.
It's like, man, I'd sing more, but I got this hair lip. They're like, look, I'm telling you like I told Cindy Brady. Ignore it. Make it part of your stick. See, I'm such a southerner, I can't talk.
Get a stick?
Stick.
Whatever Colonel Tony Parker told him to do.
Stick. Stick. Gosh.
You're going to give yourself a hair lip trying to say it.
Oh,
so
thank,
good luck.
Thank you very much. I'll be on the toilet in a minute just like Elvis was toward the end of his. Hey, so listen to this. Congratulations to me for winning today's BDA off.
It was close.
Gutter. My mind. There it is.
I see.
Paige's bowling ball is right there with me.
For the first time in 2025. Facebook fuss and back live tomorrow.
Yay.
That and a whole bunch of surprises. Get today's podcast. Text podcast 72341, but not while you're driving. And remembering text races. Damn it. Text rates may apply. Standardly your stuff.
Data,
all kinds of things. Also available on the Odyssey app, AUDACY, Spotify, Google, Amazon. Go get it. Thank you for listening. Have a blessed day. Wash your hands. God bless America. It's good.
Feed your need for TRG.
Oh, yes, it's good.
At theriseguys.com and on the Odyssey app.
This is the Rise Guys Morning Show.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Nerds. Making financial decisions shouldn't feel like picking a TV show. Too many options, too much hype, and no way to know what's actually good. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast cuts through the clutter. Their finance journalists break through real-world money decisions with clear, research-backed insights. From investing to home buying to credit cards, the nerds help you navigate major financial decisions with confidence. Leave TV to fate. Leave your next financial move to the nerds. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Hey, everyone. Summer is just around the corner and May's packed with reasons to celebrate. Whether you're firing up the grill for a backyard barbecue, soaking up the sun by the pool, or enjoying a long weekend with friends and family, Whole Foods Market makes it easy to kick off the season with great everyday prices on high-quality favorites, from fresh produce to grilling essentials. Let's dive into the savings and get your summer fun started right. Personally, I love how easy Whole Foods Market makes it to pull together a last-minute gathering. I was there recently picking up a few things for a cookout, and those yellow low-price signs are no joke. I grabbed their No Antibiotics Ever Ground Turkey and a few 365 by Whole Foods Market Organic Salad kits. Honestly, so convenient and surprisingly affordable. The quality is still everything you'd expect, but I definitely felt like I was scoring a deal, which I love. Plus those yellow sale signs, I make a beeline for them now. Especially when I saw strawberries on sale, we went through two cartons in one day. Save on May celebrations with great everyday prices at Whole Foods Market.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America, for America.